That?
Yes, you'll see who's right there. Casket.
Mm-hmm. And you say when he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
They're mourners.
Say on an average sort of day, if somebody asked you how you're feeling, what would you say?
Well, I don't feel too good today.
Uh-huh.
I felt pretty good yesterday. I don't feel too good today.
Uh-huh. And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
Rheumatism.
And this is a disease that children used to die from. They'd get blisters inside their throat and they sort of choke up.
Diphtheria.
Huh?
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
That's yellow jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
That's appendicitis.
Any old-fashioned names for that?
What?
What? She wants that, bro.
What?
I forgot what she told me she wants.
Well, go ask her again. Now, what'd you say, honey?
Say someone ate something that didn't agree with him, and it came back up. You'd say he had the...
bellyache.
Or... if it came back up, he had to...
vomit.
Any other ways of saying that?
You used to say puke.
How does that sound?
That's old-timey puke, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now they say vomit or something like that. You can vomit up. But old-timey, you used to say puke to them.
Uh-huh. If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
Sick at his stomach.
And... say a child had a question, you'd say he raised his hand and he what the teacher his question. He
knew what it was. He knew what the question was. That's why he raised his hand.
Uh-huh. And or he wanted to know the answer to something. He went over to the teacher and he
asked her.
Okay. And she'd say, you're the second person who's
asked me that.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
courting her.
And he would be called her...
sweetheart.
And she would be his...
boyfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
been out of... court.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Turn around.
And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
when the girl starts what?
When she stops letting him come over to see her, you'd say she...
broke up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused.
And they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
they broke their engagement.
But if they didn't break the engagement, you said they went ahead and got...
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Joking ways. Said he got married, don't think I know, honey.
Uh-huh. At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride...
best...